Well, coming up in just a few weeks, Navy football returns to WBAL, and it returns in a big way over the Labor Day holiday weekend on August 30th in Baltimore, Maryland at M&T Bank Stadium. The Mids take on the Buckeyes of Ohio State. And joining us right now, entering his seventh season as the head football coach at the Naval Academy, Kenya Matalolo joins us. Coach, thank you so much for coming on the show again.
Brett, thanks for having me as always.
Well, Ohio State, a few weeks. How do you feel about your team right now?
Well, I guess every coach will say the same thing. You always wonder if your plan is good enough, if you've been hitting enough, tackling too much. We're relatively healthy, but we still got, a couple weeks out. But, you always question yourself. Hopefully you start off with a plan. And I'll tell you after the game if the plan was any good.
Do you like starting the season off with such a formidable opponent?
I think it's good, Brett. You always start the season with optimism. Every team does. And you're always, looking forward to your opening game and to open your season. But to play a storied program like Ohio State and, the great football program that they are, great coach, great players, it just heightens the sense of awareness for everybody that you got to prepare and be ready for, a very daunting task.
Do you think your style of play as a team is harder to prepare for in a week one game?
I don't know. I think, obviously it gives you more time to prepare for the game. But sometimes, obviously we're different from most people. So if you got a conventional offense the second game, there's some change and some carryover that you got to, be expecting. If you're playing an odd front to an even front from week to week, there are some changes, but I don't know. You wonder how much time they spend on us, how much time they spend on the second team, the second game. Everybody does things differently, but I hope it's an advantage for us.
Coach Nia Matalolo with us here right now on WBIL. And, Coach, you look at Keenan Reynolds and entering his junior year at quarterback and what he's already accomplished. Put that in perspective, if you could, for me.
Well, I've been playing football a long time, and the guy scored more rushing touchdowns last year than any quarterback that's ever played. Mm. When you get an NCAA record, that's pretty remarkable. So, right there in and of itself shows you what he's done. But I think from a team standpoint, leading us to two bowl seasons and his 2 years as a quarterback, helping us to reclaim the Commander Chief Trophy in both of those years. For a young player to do all that in his career, it's very exciting, and obviously we're very excited to have him back for a third year.
Ricky Dobbs, there was a lot of deserved and justified hype and talk about him nationally. I guess Reynolds in a junior year is kind of on that same page. Are they comparable players at all?
I think they are, just from a standpoint of both very good passers, different runners. Ricky was more of a power runner, and Keenan is a little bit, he's more elusive and the slashing type of quarterback. But I think one thing that they're both the same on is they're both great leaders. They lead in different ways. Ricky was more of the rah-rah type, where Keenan is more of business-like. But both of them commanded great respect, from their teammates.
Navy football coach Kenya Matalolo is with us here on WBIL. Starting year number 7, we'll get into some of the numbers coming up, Coach Kenya Matalolo. But can you believe this is 7 years now running the football program at the Naval Academy?
It just, every time you think about it, it just seems like it just started. It seems like it's the first year, not just as a head coach, but your first year coaching, because you still got the same butterflies and nervousness. You're a lot of anxiety, obviously, getting ready for a great Buckeye program. But the feelings are the same. There's the anticipation, the excitement, that still hasn't worn off. So I'm grateful that, even after all these years, definitely very excited, to do this job.
Yeah, your 620 winning percentage is amazing. 49-30 through 6 years running the program. And you know what I'm going to ask next. You're sitting on 49 wins, number one overall in program history. George Welch, he's at 55. You can get there this year. I know for a football coach, that's an eternity from now. It's a whole 6 wins just to tie him. But just to be in that kind of company and to have that type of consistency that you've had in your time at the academy, what does that mean?
Well, to me, it tells me a lot of things. First of all, it's very humbling. But second of all, it lets you know that, you got a great program and great support staff around you, from assistant coaches to all the support staff, you know, or athletic director, and all of those that help from an administration standpoint, tells you that you've had some good players. Because, you know, this isn't tennis or golf, you know what I mean? There's a lot of people involved in football. Just, I feel like it just tells you I've been very fortunate to work with a lot of really good people.
Tell me about your freshman class, and I always want to ask you this time of the year about that lifestyle adjustment for the plebes, not only starting a life in college and the academic rigors, which are intense at Navy, but also, of course, the football component, and then the whole other side of it, the most important side of it at the academy, the military aspect and what you have to go through in a plebe summer. Can you tell me about that a little bit, Coach?
Well, you just see guys, you know, as we start school this week, you know, their eyes are wide open, you know, and you kind of see the look at some of these guys' faces like, hey, you know, you didn't tell all of me this during recruiting. You know what I mean, it's like, and you try to tell them it's going to be tough, but you got to experience it firsthand, you know. And as they go through it as a freshman, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of rules and things that don't make much sense to them, and you know, it's difficult to comply with, and you know, it's a very strenuous, arduous task as a first year. But it doesn't pay off till later on in their careers, later on as a senior, later on as they serve. They're like, okay, that's why we did all of that, and they can see all the components of a leader that they're trying to build as a young freshman. So, but right now life is rough for them, and they're scrambling a little bit trying to make ends meet.
Tell me one more thing about your football team. If you think you have an area of weakness right now, that would be what?
Well, we got some guys at some positions that haven't played much. You know, we're trying to see, you know, we feel like there's some guys at inside linebacker that got the tools, but you know, they haven't played that position. So we'll see how that pans out. At wide receiver, we have some, again, same thing, some guys that we feel good about but don't have much experience. So just at those positions, though, just we feel like we have some inexperience, but we feel like from a talent standpoint, we feel really, really good about them.
The head football coach at the Naval Academy, Ken Niumatalolo, his midshipmen have the Buckeyes of Ohio State for a high noon kickoff on August 30th in downtown Baltimore, first home game coming up on September 20th against Rutgers in Annapolis. Coach Niumatalolo, a pleasure as always, and best of luck and health to you and your team this season.
Thank you, Brett. Thanks for having me again.
And let's catch up soon. That's Ken Niumatalolo. We'll come back with more next here on BAL.